This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That fierce winter snowstorm that's been barreling across the nation will head out to sea late today and tomorrow, says the Weather Service. But it's already knocked out power to hundreds of thousands from Texas to Ohio and canceled thousands of airline flights across the nation. Eric Parrish got to the airport in Cleveland only to find out his flight to Las Vegas had been canceled because of the bad weather.
Slippery, icy. Actually, a car in front of us actually kind of sped out a little bit.
He talked to WEWS-TV in Cleveland. The storm's expected to leave Pennsylvania and New England glazed in ice and smothered in snow. They may have a foot of snow in parts of New York and New England before this storm moves out to sea. The U.S. government is boycotting the opening ceremony at the Beijing Winter Olympics this morning, but most U.S. athletes are not. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
About 80% of the U.S. team's athletes signed up for today's opening ceremony at the Beijing Olympics, dimming any notion that they would skip the celebration in a show of protest. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says 177 of its 223 athletes wanted to go to the ceremony at the Bird's Nest. Not a single athlete who qualified chose not to come, leaving the political statements to the U.S. government, which will not send dignitaries to the Games. In Washington, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi decried China's human rights record, but says athletes should focus on their sports instead of speaking out.
A man convicted of murder for his role in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man in Georgia, now plans to stand trial on federal hate crime charges. An attorney for Greg McMichael now says in a legal filing that McMichael has backed down from plans to plead guilty in the federal case. His son, Travis, is scheduled to appear in federal court this morning. This is AP News. Many businesses are making the switch to a four-day work week because of the pandemic.
The last 2 years have forced workers and businesses to think out of the box. New mom Sarah Ray is head of business development at California's Volt Athletics. Three-day weekends work for her.
I have a day dedicated to errands. I have a couple of days dedicated to family and relaxation without the stress of chores hanging over my head.
San Francisco e-commerce company Bolt made the switch to a four-day work week in October. Chief People Officer Jennifer Christie says they aren't cramming 5 days of work into four.
It really is about working differently. So how can we focus on the most important things, and how can we cut out things that are taking up time that just waste our energy?
To encourage four-day work weeks, a California Congressman, Mark Takano, has proposed a new labor law that would require overtime pay to kick in after 32 hours a week. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.